This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Riley Smith. Ag machinery manufacturers are worried about tariffs and their consequences. We'll have more from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers right after this.
With the combined voices of over 7,000 Iowa corn farmer members, including myself, the Iowa Corn Growers Association works to ensure agricultural policy issues are addressed at both the state and federal levels. ICGA policy development is a member-driven process that determines state and federal priorities each year. Issues begin at the grassroots level before being elevated to state at the grassroots summit and nationally at Commodity Classic. Ethanol taxes and trade are just a few of the issues Iowa corn growers are prioritizing in 2025. Join the conversation and let your voice be heard. Visit iowacorn.org to join today.
Many segments of U.S. agriculture are concerned about the possibility of the Trump administration implementing tariffs and the possibility of reciprocal tariffs put in place by trade partners. Kurt Blades, Senior Vice President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, said a lot is going on in the industry.
Previously, when we've talked about tariffs during the previous Trump administration and the tariffs that were on steel and aluminum, we came out pretty strong saying that this is not as simple as you might think. It's a tool that we can use to rein some challenges in. But steel and aluminum, I mean, it takes three things to make a tractor. It takes labor, transportation, and steel.
It's basic economics. When input prices go up, prices for the finished products go higher as well.
The prices has a ripple effect, and it's not as simple as wanting to buy only U.S.-made steel. It's a global market, so those tariffs do have a ripple effect. We're paying really close attention to that. We're paying really close attention to all of the tariffs, you know, including those that are involved with Canada and Mexico, knowing that we are in a global supply market. And the amount of times that a piece of equipment or a piece of fertilizer or a piece of seed crosses the border before it ends up in the farmer's hands is pretty astounding. So those tariffs do have an impact.
Blades added that AEM is trying to minimize the potential impacts of tariffs.
We're navigating that, trying to figure out how to best respond, but also to make sure that we are minimizing any impact that this is going to have on the farmers. Because at the end of the day, I do know the intent of the tools that are being exercised is to benefit the United States of America and to benefit farmers. So with an industry that's so heavily dependent on trade and with supply chain that's so heavily dependent on a global manufacturing, we just have to pay really close attention to it and making sure that there are no unintended consequences that have lingering effects.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.